This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, yeah. Varsity Edition today here on a Monday, and we thought it would be fitting. Part of our graduation program is to lift others up. And as we do today with the one and only host of Burgundy and Gold Today, Linnell Willingham. Big L, how are you, man?
Well, I appreciate the super producer playing the real intro to the show on the way back in. I'm just happy you invited me on, man.
Well, it is.
Some 300 level training today.
Well, I mean, look, there's a undergrad and there's a graduate program in every system of higher learning.
We
appreciate the job that you do on a day-to-day basis and can't wait to hear. I mean, we've introduced our listeners to your super six pack that Chris Russell started, and you've taken it to another level. And your picks were terrible. Once again, you in last place, but that's just not your thing, you know. So not everybody's good at everything, so don't sweat that. What's on your mind here? You got a pregame show about to kick off with Denton Day, Toby Altizer. You got everybody you work with. You work with everybody here on the staff.
Well, I'm a team player, man. You know how I get down.
Yeah, you are.
But no, I'm eager to see which version of the Commanders we see tonight. We talked about it on our deal that we do together, man. You can't fake desperation, man. You just can't. And after losing two in a row, I would assume the desperation over in Ashburn is at an all-time high, because you lose tonight. Not only have you lost three in a row, but I don't know what type of locker room they have. When you face adversity of this magnitude, you find out really who you are and how strong your relationships are in the building. And I'm curious to see, do they come out swinging, or are they prepared and expecting to lose tonight? You can tell by the opening kickoff. I think you had an extra day to prepare. Kansas City takes on Buffalo on Sunday. You very well could be getting overlooked tonight. Will you capitalize on that?
Hey, Linnell, what does a fast start in Kansas City look like? I think in all of our road games, we got off to extremely slow starts, and I think it will be paramount to get off to a fast start tonight. What does that look like?
It looks like not giving up an opening drive touchdown, something that has been a glaring weakness for Washington defensively. It feels like each and every week teams are coming out scoring on the first drive of the game. That can't happen here tonight. A fast start looks like you getting a stop on your opening drive, whether it's holding them to a field goal or no points at all, and then you going out and putting points on the board on the other end. I think Washington, everybody that's dressed tonight, is going to have to contribute to this victory. I think it's one of those games. You're down your starting quarterback. We know the attrition that you're dealing with on defense. But no one in Kansas City cares. Are you going to be able to rally your troops? Has the messaging been strong enough in that building all week from Dan Quinn, from Joe Witt, from Cliff Kingsbury, the veterans on this team, talking about your Bobby Wagners and your Zach Ertz? I mean, it's all hands on deck tonight. Because if you lose tonight, the conversation once again begins to shift towards, well, who are you? Is this season a wash? I see people on social media with the IQ of last year, wearing the Doc Walker, right, that are saying, well, why don't you just shut Jaden Daniels down for the season? All of that talk
who said that?
Is so premature. And look, and we talked about it during the week. There's no reason I should have confidence in them tonight. But as we get closer and closer to 8:15, I don't know what it is. I get this irrational confidence, and I don't know, man.
Well, no, the fan comes out in you.
The fan comes out.
You know, we've gone almost 10 minutes, and you haven't mentioned the kicking situation. Did you had a chance to jump on an injury, and you don't ride that like secretary?
And I chose not to. Wow. I don't think it comes down to the kicking game tonight. Tonight is about your culture. You can talk about anybody, anywhere, anytime, all you want. You've lost two in a row. You're looking at the reality of falling in an even bigger hole within your conference and in your division. If you go out there tonight, at least compete. That's all I'm asking for. I shouldn't see another performance like last Sunday in Dallas ever again.
Yeah. I don't think it's that hard for them to pull that off. All we're asking them to be the best version of themselves, which we really haven't seen collectively. It'd be nice to see it. And sometimes it's easier to roll that one out on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think just listening to, and I know this bothers you, and it bothers me at times.
No, it don't bother me.
Listening to them, look, listening to them talk.
Yeah.
Listen to the talk, it sounds like a group that understands the magnitude of tonight.
Yes.
It sounds like a group that understands that, as I've been saying for the past several weeks, when you're under 500 in the month of October, you can finish a sentence. It begins to get late early, and you need a victory tonight.
Do you have a T-shirt yet?
Put it on a T-shirt. Go ahead, sell it anywhere you can. I buy the culture. I think we saw them get punched in the face last year when they lost three in a row. And they were able to rebound off of that, and it led to the stretch of ball that ended up with them in the conference championship. Was last week in Dallas a wake-up call, a turning point? I got the chance to hear from Jeremy Reeves. He joined our pal John Kime on his podcast, and John had to bleep most of the interview out because it was a bunch of expletives from Jeremy. And basically the thing that Jeremy was saying, Doc, was, man, I've been here for so long, and last year I finally got a taste of it, right? I finally got a chance to feel what it's like to be a winner. And now that we're looking like we're going in the opposite direction, I want to get this taste out of my mouth. I want to get back to the winning ways and show the rest of America that we're legit. Point blank, I think it's a pride thing tonight.
Amen. All national TV games are about your high school teammates seeing you out there. And you trying to make them proud. And you're a little league in high school because you're a transplant here. You're home to them, and they get a chance to peep you, and they haven't seen you in a minute. That's from a player standpoint. And these guys haven't gone out of their way to embarrass anybody. They just have been out of position here or there. They have just failed to cash in and make a play that came a little easier to them a year ago. Well, that was last year's team. Now we need this year's team to show some DNA. And I kind of feel like we're going to see it. But the unknown, you just don't know. Kansas City getting healthier and healthier. They may come up here. I'd be humiliated to get run over.
Oh, my God.
That's going to make tomorrow morning. Yeah, it's going to make it be very difficult for me to be around. I don't sense that because I just think these guys – want to be good. It felt good to be applauded. And I'm sure for them to walk right in places and have people cheer instead of boo, even though a lot of them haven't been here that long, I think this fan base has done a heck of a job of representing, you know, all our, the people that are the main characters are all in position. If you can, if you listen at all to JP and Finley and B. Mitch today, you could sense the action that he's on. They're rolling. Things are happening. Guys are breaking bread, tapping glasses, playing. I mean, you know, living life, man. It's the way it's supposed to be. Now get the victory, and then it's complete. Yeah, then it's complete. If not, then we got played.
That's the hope. Well, look, I keep going back to the word pride, and you talked about and used the exact word that Jeremy Reeves used. He called last weekend embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. You know how this is, Doc. It's embarrassing, but it's not like you're walking around the facility with your head down. It's that time to dig into the extra fuel, to the fuel reserve, so to speak, right? It's that time to dig in and put in a little bit more work than you were putting in because it called for it now. Your backs are against the wall. You're in desperation mode. And right now, coming up in about 2 hours, you're going to figure out who you are. Are you the team that showed up in Dallas last Sunday? Or are you more like the group we saw out west in L.A. a couple weekends ago? It's like we've been saying for the better part of 7 weeks, the 2025 Washington Commanders have a personality disorder. They need to see a shrink to figure out who the hell they are and what better place to show everyone who you are than on Monday Night Football. Man, I think it's a perfect opportunity ripe for a group that if they are made of the stuff that I think they're made of, they'll show up tonight.
Yeah, in the Arena of Champions on Monday night. Stage is set. Stage is set. Where can our people hear you scream and holler at tonight?
You can actually come see the act, as you like to call it, Doc Walker, in person. Live in Honor Brewing in Fairfax. Myself and Denton Day getting you geared up for kickoff with the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. Plenty of good food out here. Plenty of good drink specials. So if you're looking for a place to maybe come suffer together. I'm out in Fairfax here tonight. You can come check me out.
Well, I'm sure you're going to attract quite a crowd. We wish you the best. Anthony and I here will be in the District of Columbia, man, and waiting it out and ready to go on and explode in joyful postgame.
Hey, look, don't worry. As soon as you go off there for postgame tonight, you got a phone call coming from a 240 area code.
All right.
I don't know what you got my name saved as in your phone, but I'll hear from you early Tuesday morning. We got business ahead.
Big L is what is on there.
There we go.
All right. Peace. Have a good one. Linnell Willingham, yes, host of Burgundy and Gold Today, right here on Team 980, and does a heck of a job. 6:12, brother. It's getting closer and closer. They ripped off a little bit of time, but we'll get it back tonight. And we're going to do this bad boy all the way into the twilight. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I watched it the other day. I was going through and saw it and watched the whole damn thing again.
The movie?
Yeah.
The documentary?
Yeah, documentary, yeah. Yeah. Teamwork, man. Bands. It was, we got a big one on our hands, and it is a healthier group of Kansas City Chiefs. We've seen them quite often this season. They expect to even be better in terms of injuries and health, which is a good thing because we want to measure ourselves. We need to measure ourselves and see, are we going to put it together relatively healthy up front with the Fab Five, getting two of the outside guys back, Debo and, of course, Scary. That should be an advantage for us. Our backs weren't nicked up, so we expect them to be, you know, ready to take on a challenge. And then the key is that first 7-8 minutes of the ball game, is it going to look like we're into this? Because it's a hostile environment, which I always found made you feel closer as a team, because it's you against them, and ain't no help, even though we got folks there, and they would definitely be into it. But this is going to be neat. You know, some guys don't play on Monday nights.
Nope.
Monday nights is not guaranteed. It's not in your contract. So this is a pretty big thing, man. And taking a look at the overhead photos and getting the hype into it, you got to peak yourself. You know, especially when you have a lot of work to do before kickoff. You got pre-games and all kind of things that are going on. When's the last time you tailgated? For anything?
Last time I really tailgated.
Yeah, you went hard.
The Colts had it was last year. No, it was 2 years ago.
Colts had a in Indy.
Yep, I was in Indianapolis.
Yeah, with Terry Wynn-Buck Wild.
Going to support one of my best friends.
Yeah, I remember.
And they had a chance to go to the playoffs if they beat C.J. Stroud and the Texans.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I tailgated. We were out there early. We had two different bars. Then we actually got to the field. I'm walking around and I don't even drink beer. This how I know I was really having myself a time. I drank a beer. I never drink beer. I probably had three beers in my entire life.
How many bottles of wine have you consumed in your life?
Bottled of wine?
Mm-hmm.
Not that much. My ex-girlfriend, she used to, you know, get wine and stuff. So I've had wine then, but nothing I don't drink wine routinely.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I was having myself a time.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had that many tailgating opportunities.
Because
if I'm tailgating, that means I'm not getting paid. I'm not working. So I want to be in the stadium working. But several have been with the Terps.
Okay.
It's magnificent. I mean, just to see, when I get in, you know, with the old gig, I would be there 3 hours early, and I got to meet a lot of people setting up as they were setting up. And it seems like a blast. And now, in recent years, when I bust out of there to get back here for postgame, I realized then that a lot of people don't even go in the game. They sit out there the entire game.
Sometimes, that's how they set it up. They'll bring a TV out there to have the game.
Yeah.
They'll have the grill. They have their people out there.
Yeah.
And it's sort of kind of the same experience.
But one day I want someone to explain that to me. Because you could be in your backyard with no traffic, no hassle, and do about the same. I guess it's the roar. I don't know, but it's got to be something about it that makes it worth it. To sit in a little bit of a traffic deal, set up, and maybe, I guess, that live feeling.
They get there early too.
I'm there 3 hours.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And so, yeah, I mean, it's an all day deal. I'll never forget me and the Steeler guy got into it the last time. Big Tony loves this because the Steelers came in here and invaded. They took over the stadium, tore up the scoreboard, and he gets a big kick out of that. And I told those Steeler fans, if y'all drove all the way down here to sit over here, you can get your face smashed and you have to go all the way back. That's what we're saying. They said, well, you come back here after the game, and we'll sit down and have a cold one and eat a few ribs, and let's see who smashes who. I'm talking Trad went in there. Of course, They wiped us up like mob. I came back out there. We had a great time. Good people. I mean, they're really good fans because they're so used to winning. Most of their, you know, they don't use, well, back in the day when they was the real Steelers, it was good. I get it. I think they would rally captain, you know, and Ted, and what these guys do, Warrior.
Yeah.
You know, the Hogettes, I mean, and the, it's a tribute to their commitment. Yeah, it's just big time. It really is. It takes a lot of work. And cleanup,
yeah,
after a loss, there's got to be nothing worse than that. Nothing worse than that. Well, it's going to be fun. It's going to be I can't believe we did a show together, no hoops. I know it hurts you to see purple and gold go without two of their studs and win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a rough week for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be all right.
Yeah, oh, I know you will. I know you will.
Are you changing your prediction for tonight? Did Linnell convince you, do enough to convince you to, you know, have the same level of irrational confidence that he has in this team?
No, Linnell has absolutely no impact on anything I think about when it comes to football.
Because when he speaks very matter-of-factly. There's a lot
of
emphasis.
No, he speaks as if he's telling you the truth.
Yeah, like it's the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? He believes it. He believes it. I hope the Chiefs come out flat. Then we got a chance. I hope the Chiefs turn it over. Then we got a chance.
Yep.
I hope the Chiefs are disinterested. Because if so, then we got a chance.
Oh, my gosh, Doc.
You know, I hope the Chiefs overlook us, because then we got a chance.
Oh, my God.
So, it's all on the Chiefs.
Say no more.
I just want them to be lackadaisical tonight. I hope they think this is in the bag. Then we got a shot. And either way it goes, whether we're going to be there, they're going to show up. I can't wait for the post-game show to talk about it. We'll be right back. What about you? Where will you be?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.